This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you're from the Christian tradition, chances are you just celebrate Christmas each year without really thinking about why we do what we do. I thought it'd be fun to find out where some of our Christmas traditions come from. Bronwyn Neal is from the Centre for Early Christian Studies at the Australian Catholic University. Hi, Bronwyn.
Hi.
Now, let's start with the date of Christmas, because the kids are always a little bit devastated when you tell them, oh, it's not really Jesus' birthday. Does that date have any historical connection at all to when Jesus was born?
Probably not, although people were going to great lengths in the 4th and 5th century to say that it was a historical date. But because we don't have any official record of when the census was held, that Jesus was apparently born during, we can't actually tie it up to any day of the year or even any particular year.
Okay, so where did the December 25th tradition come from?
Well, it seems to have come in as a replacement for the date of the Feast of Saturn, the Saturnalia, the sun god. Okay. This is a bit contentious, not everybody agrees, but Leo the Great, for instance, in Rome in the 440s, decided it would be a good idea to distract people from this pagan festival by having the date of by having the celebration of the birth of Jesus, the Son of God, so a different kind of son, but also he has the title of the Rising Sun, and sun imagery was often used for Jesus.
Yeah, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah.
And what about the Christmas tree? Because it's just not Christmas, is it, without a Christmas tree? Where does that originate from?
Well, that's a German tradition, so a pagan German fertility symbol. And Prince Albert introduced it to England when he married Queen Victoria, so that's how we got it in England and from there to Australia and so on. But it's just a symbol of life, really, in the middle of winter, which in the Northern Hemisphere was a time when most things were dying. Christmas trees were something that was still around and that you could bring into your house and decorate with candles and so on. And
so it wasn't really about Christmas then?
No.
Interesting. Because I've always sort of found it hard to connect it with what's the meaning behind it? How does it connect with the birth of Christ and everything else?
Yeah. But no, it doesn't.
Okay, there we go. Now, these days, for kids at least, it's always Christmas is all about the present. So when did the gift-giving tradition emerge?
Oh, the gift-giving, we give gifts in memory of the three wise men, the Magi, who came to visit Jesus and offer gifts out of reverence. So it's in his honour, but it's also a tradition that was associated with St Nicholas's Day, starting in Holland, where kids will put clogs out and Nicholas, St Nicholas, would apparently put little presents or coins in the clogs for them at night. St Nicholas was a saint from Turkey originally who used to do good deeds for the poor, especially for young women who didn't have dowries. He'd go round at night giving money to their family, leaving money on the doorstep so that the girls could get married. So that's where the gift giving came in. And also Christmas is traditionally a time of charity. So not only giving presents to people that we know, but giving to the poor. And on Boxing Day, they used to open the alms boxes, which were money boxes for donations to the poor in the churches, and distribute the contents to the poor.
Yeah, well, we still do that, don't we? I mean, we go to the shopping centre and there's a big barrel there for you to donate non-perishable goods to.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and a lot of people do need help, especially at Christmas when you've got lots of visitors and so on. So it's good to be thinking outside your own family.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, just finally, is it true that the whole red and white Santa suit, that came from Coca-Cola?
Well, they certainly made it popular, but it was around before then. It was certainly around from the 1850s when the English Father Christmas became a figure who was child-friendly and would give presents to children. But before that, Father Christmas didn't wear the red and white and was kind of a figure, a medieval symbol of adult merrymaking, so getting drunk and eating too much. And then in the 1850s, they kind of domesticated him and made him the red and white old man with the pointed hat and the beard and so on, who brought presents to good children and maybe a gift of coal to if you were a bad child.
Yeah. Look, I really like the charitable idea more, the idea that, yes, the boxes for of alms for the poor and the idea that those gifts in the clogs were for women who didn't have a dowry. I think if we really cling to that meaning of gift-giving at Christmas, it makes it a lot more poignant.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. All right. Well, thanks for explaining it all to us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for asking.
Not at all. That's Dr. Bronwyn Neal from the Centre of Early Christian Studies at the Australian Catholic University, filling us in on the history behind some of our Christmas traditions.